Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. There is something in human nature that attracts us to the spectacular, to big events, things that get our pulse rate up a little bit, things that mesmerize us. If you take someone to a baseball game who is only a casual fan or is just going for a bit of afternoon entertainment, they go and want to see basically one thing, a home run, because that brings excitement. That same person, if they were there and it was a pitcher's duel and both were throwing no-hitters, would be bored to tears. Yet people who follow the game more and know it more find that kind of a game thrilling. Well, when Jesus began his public ministry, many of the things that he did tended to fall more on the spectacular. Moments of healing, moments of miracle. From grabbing the young girl by the hand, who many thought was dead, and showing her life, to the healing of the blind, the raising of those who were crippled, and the calming of the storm. All of those things were spectacular. And they caused that initial group of people to start to follow him in droves. And in fact, this scripture reading on the shores of the Sea of Galilee shows that the crowds were getting overwhelming. He had to pull off by himself a lot just to catch his breath. But each one of those spectacular, miraculous things always pointed to something that was deeper and more profound and more rooted in what it truly means to be a follower of Jesus. And as our faith grows, we move from being enthralled with the spectacular, hopefully, to one that is more rooted in the grounding of faith in Jesus. And this particular miracle, if you will, is one of those moments that is a transition. It pulls people through the spectacular into their identity. For in feeding this great multitude, he teaches them an important lesson. That it's from the generosity that flows from their hands, from reaching in and pulling out barley loaves and fish, that action of generosity and of sharing, that the whole community gathered there was able to be fed in abundance. And the teaching that we take for ourselves even today is that if Christ's presence is going to be known in real and practical ways in our world, the way it's going to happen is through our hands, through our efforts, through the love that we show, through the compassion that we offer, through the mercy that flows from us. That faith in Jesus isn't a one-way street to God. It's God coming to us and then being filtered out in endless ripples on the sea to the whole world. But it happens because we're willing to take the gifts we've received and share them with the world.